I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is tomorrow. So today we're looking at Iraq, number 2 on the World Watch List of persecuted countries. Iraq is not only a violent place to live because of political skirmishes, but it's particularly dangerous for Christians. Diane Romain of Vision Beyond Borders says, despite the increasing persecution, or perhaps because of it, many more are coming to accept the truth of the gospel. Romain prays for these Christians and the nation of Iraq.
Father, I pray that your spirit would be poured out on these people, Father, that in the midst of their despair, that, Father, that these things that are happening to them would not be in vain, but, Father, that they would see an eternal purpose in these things. Father, we thank you for the things that you're doing in and around the world.
Find the full prayer at missionnews.org. Next, we move to South Asia, which holds 5 of the 50 countries most hostile to Christianity. The deaf community isn't exempt from persecution. Rob Myers of Door International shares the story of a deaf Christian from South Asia named Sam.
He came to know Christ as his Savior through Door's 2x2 church planting ministry, and he decided he wanted to quit his job as a 3D animator in order to go out and share this amazing news with all of the deaf people that he knew in order to fulfill the Great Commission. His family got so angry that they began to monitor him closely and eventually blocked him from leaving the house, locked him into the house.
And to learn what happened next, read the full story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Then get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.